Sport Clips Haircuts $10,000 MVP Moment Maker is back. This year is bigger and better than ever. Why? Because there are over $100,000 in total prizes, including many instant win prizes. Plus, you get a shot at the $10,000 grand prize that you can spend on your MVP moment, whatever that is. Completely up to you to do with that money. You find those scratch and win cards at Sport Clips Haircuts, of course. No purchase necessary. Visit store for game card while supplies last. Ends in store March 22nd. Must be 18 or older. Subject to official rules at MVPMoment.com. Void where prohibited. Sport Clips Haircuts is the haircut place for men and boys. An awesome haircut while watching sports on TV. They're open every day. No appointment is needed. There are more than 80 Chicagoland locations to serve you. Find one nearby at SportClips.com. The MVP Moment Maker is on. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR, and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
102 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Sunday at 3 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry.
You can't replace Kaner. He's a special talent and somebody who is just really irreplaceable. So it's going to have to be by committee. Guys are going to have to step up and find ways to get the job done.
Chris Versteeg and the Blackhawks begin action without Patrick Kane. They're in Florida. First game for the team since Kane went down with a fractured clavicle. Surgery already performed. The Hawks say Kane will miss about 12 weeks. The trading deadline Monday. The Hawks third place in the Central, 4 points ahead of Winnipeg. NBA, the Bulls home against Kevin Garnett and the Timberwolves tomorrow night. The Bulls 0-1 since Derrick Rose re-injured his knee. A 98-86 loss to Charlotte last night. Rose expected to undergo surgery tomorrow. No timetable for a return until after surgery. The Bulls tied with Cleveland atop the Central. Football, former Bears quarterback Josh McCown reportedly in serious contract talks with the Bills. The Buffalo News saying a deal could be done by Friday. The Bears, one of several teams to meet with McCown this offseason. The Vikings could be forced to make a decision on Adrian Peterson faster than expected. That's because a judge ruled on behalf of Peterson and the Players Association, saying the NFL exceeded its authority by suspending Peterson. So his case kicked back to the NFL arbiter with narrow parameters for a decision, meaning the laws that were in place at the time of the offense. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. Sometimes it's easy to see a difference, sometimes it's not. Valvoline, full synthetic, high mileage with Max Life technology is different, and you can see why at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Zach. We've got some thank yous before we turn it over to Matt and Terry. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com talked about the Dez Bryant video in a Walmart parking lot.
Bentleys in Walmart parking lots.
Wow. Yeah, it's funny. We got a text from somebody. Why are you taking a Bentley to a Walmart? There's not like
how are you going to get there if you got a Bentley?
Everybody else is
like, right. You want me to take my Nova?
What is the Bentley-friendly superstore? I'm not sure where you're supposed to go. Target? Is that more Bentley-friendly?
Yeah, Target is certainly. Oh, yeah, that's all Bentley.
There's a GT convertible in my parking garage, and I look at it often. I go, "What? I wonder what he or she does."
Well, you're not far from having it.
Don't you always have that feeling?
You see
somebody roll up at the car wash, like, what are you driving, and how young are you, and what are you doing for a living? Joe Cowley.
You get all in their pockets, once again.
They should be taking the bus.
Stay out them pockets, Spiegel.
Joe Cowley from the Sun-Times joined us. Matt Bowen talking Bears and draftables, including my guy, Duke Johnson.
And our favorite thug, Bruce Levine, joined us as well. Hugging it out in Zona.
Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris are the producers. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well. Eric Domingo, that's fun to say, is our intern. Zach Zaidman had updates, apparently, although I did not listen. Tomorrow, Adrian Wojnarowski from Yahoo Sports. Dr. Laura Mielipasco will be on the show.
I think she played for the Giants back in the day.
That was Bear Pasco.
Bear Pasco?
Very, very close.
My bad.
She is a psychologist who wrote something very, very interesting that I've been wanting to talk about. And likely Vince Coleman from the White Sox to talk some base running tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
And I appreciate your top button swag being revealed to the masses today. We had a lot of guys sending us pictures of their top button swag looking like future mugshots.
Oh, and other people with actual mugshots, like Nick Nolte's mugshot.
Yeah.
Somebody
looking like a Thundercat.
Yeah. Ed Grimley shot.
Yeah. So top button swag out there on the video stream, watch670thescore.com. And now we bring in Dan Bernstein and Terry Bors. What's up, fellas?
David Deal is an idiot, but he's
all right.
He's half right. He's got it kind of screwed up because something happened. It just wasn't in the locker room, and it wasn't relatively recent.
It wasn't recent.
But he's conflating some rumors, but he's half right.
And he's saying that Jay Cutler would have won 5 Super Bowls with the Bears. Right.
No, it is.
I think he would have too. And what's wrong with that?
The trade deadline at the moment is a time where other NHL teams are completely aware of the Blackhawks' desperation on multiple fronts and are asking for the moon. And when they see Blackhawks on the caller ID or some assistant said, "I've got Stan Bowman
knife and fork
on line
bib.
One," exactly, the lobster bib and the drawn butter come out because they know the Hawks are desperate for a lot of reasons involving a lot of guys.
I think there's going to be a big move.
They can't do it.
No.
They're trying
they
like hell.
They can. They might have to include some things they don't want to include, but I believe that they're going to do something.
All right,
big.
Well, here's what I know, that they would love to move Patrick Sharp. They're unable to at the moment because you've got a guy who's over 30. It doesn't mean what it means in other sports, but he's still in with some declining production. And more importantly, his reputation precedes him. Everybody in the league understands what the deal is, what you get with him. And what you get with...
Danger zone.
Yeah, you know why? Because he's a... let's just put it this way. He's a dangerous scorer. He's a sniper. He has a knack for scoring.
Yep.
In some difficult places.
Go through the one hole, two hole... three hole,
wow.
and occasionally the five hole.
Yes, that is, mm-hmm. and I think when you have somebody,
I've never dealt with a five hole. I don't think.
Oh, you got to get yourself a buddy.
Yeah, roll them up and let's go now.
It is an adventurous situation right there.
It is unfortunately way too well known around the NHL that you get a lot of scoring.
Constant. The point of game. That's my guy, though. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says.
So the people that know the Blackhawks are trying to move people off this team and out of this locker room are going to try to hold up the Blackhawks.
Yes, they are.
It's all about how much this cup means as opposed to future cups.
Be very careful, because you can throw good money after bad, if you know what I mean. And you could, the Hawks don't want prospects.
No, they're in right now. They are going for it right now. They believe that if they add a D-man and a forward, that they can get to the Western Conference Finals and welcome back a healthy Patrick Kane. So they're actively out there looking for it. And you've got, salary cap's going to go up a little bit next year, but you have salary cap issues next year that maybe you'll actually be able to help take care of if you move the right piece right now, or the right couple of pieces. That's why I'm telling you, everything I hear is that something big is going to happen. We'll have to see.
They'd love for it to happen.
They would love for it to happen.
It's just a matter of what your cost is going to be. You know, if teams are asking for Brandon Saad,
yeah,
a 22-year-old.
He's supposed to be Patrick Sharp's replacement.
Or Hossa's replacement.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's when you talk
22-year-old
about
a 22-year-old with that skill. And
powerful,
that.
Skilled, fast, two-way player.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Well, I'm just saying this. Teams are...
That's the asking price.
Right, that's, you're going to start, you your market starts
credit,
there.
You're going to pay a lot more for it. That's, they've got bad credit right now. Who's starting in net tonight? Do we know yet?
It's a good question. Let me look at my one-sheeter on the game. Darling was terrific the other night.
Eddie O, before the last Florida game, he said, I wouldn't be surprised if they let Scott Darling stay in there and handle his business for a few games in a row. And I'm thinking, I'm scratching my head like, okay, he's piped in. He's also talking about a guy who's won a Stanley Cup and Corey Crawford not participating for a couple of games, maybe.
It's also a guy who has too often put blood in the urine of his coaches by his behavior. And what happened at the punk rock concert when he supposedly slipped on a stair.
Up the stairs.
Yeah, right.
That slipped over Carlos Boozer's gym bag.
That was the
there's gym bag.
And Brandon Marshall's McDonald's
just a guy
bag.
Jim.
There's been some difficulty trusting him. There's a reason why they embarrassed Corey Crawford and they put him out there to apologize that day. And it's been a process to try to repair a trust level.
Sports apologies.
No, actually, we're doing Am I a Bad Guy?
Yes, we are.
What's that, tomorrow?
Yeah.
We love this one. This
are you
is
a bad
one.
Guy?
Mm-hmm. I even have one.
Are you? Yes.
Exactly.
I got one.
We were doing a theoretical version of it for Friday Fun.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I got good quick answers. Yes, you are.
Bernstein.com.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, fire off an email.
Really?
I got it. There you go. Done and done.
Completed.
Last night's Bulls funeral. I had I went and got tacos for the first half, and then I walked.
I heard you did that. Wow.
Yeah, I went and got myself a pork shoulder taco,
and
a steak taco, and had myself some nachos, and had one of those margaritas with the beer bottle in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made it happen last night. And then I got home and watched the second half of these bums.
That didn't help any, did it?
Did it help anything? No, it didn't. In a dark living room, a dark kitchen nearby, a dark hallway, it was my Bulls funeral. I feel like this is the James Browning of the Bulls, where they're taking him to every single city, and the funeral is just following it. And you're never going to put him quite in the ground.
And Regina Rice is going to come around and say that she takes all the money.
And they only got $16,000.
Right. $16,000.
How about that last night where you don't have a first page scouting report guy, and my guy Sam Mitchell is actually going to be in town tomorrow with the Minnesota Timberwolves. We used to talk about first page scouting report dudes, and if you have one who guys go, all right, we got to buckle down, open up your iPads on this flight because we have to figure out how we're going to take him away. Joe Cowley brought it up today. They don't have a first page scouting report dude. Pau Gasol is terrifically talented. You can let Pau do whatever he wants because it doesn't affect a lot of the other players. Jimmy Butler, right now, is going to go through
Don't you think on certain matchups, though, they will have to double-team Pau and then
they
can
will.
Do some things?
They will.
You can open up something. That's why you have to try that. They didn't even try that last
Charlotte
night.
Charlotte is one of the worst shooting teams in the NBA. Guess what the Bulls are? They're not too far behind. They don't have a lot of defense stretchers. So if you double on, they were doubling on first dribble. If you double on first dribble and no dribbles, that's begging someone to make a shot. Tony Snell, I love him. But if you're going to ask Tony Snell to take 12, 13 shots, I'm gonna laugh and I'm going to go home with my W. So now, Aaron Brooks, yeah, exactly, and my tacos. Aaron Brooks and all these other guys. I mean, Derrick Rose.
It'll get better than last night. It'll get a little better. I know.
It can't get worse.
No, it was bad.
That was at home to Charlotte.
The eight assist game, too. This is the other thing, too. Joakim Noah mattering in the passing game. This is what you get.
You know what bothers me?
You have to play the defense to go along with it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
They haven't done it all year.
What bugs me, what offends my basketball sensibilities is when you have a team getting the same basket on consecutive plays using the same play.
Al Jefferson on the low left block.
That was okay.
Three plays in a row.
That was three consecutive.
Three in a row. I do love that guy, though.
The single double action for him. It was this simple ball screen for Mo Williams. Where
Mo Powell ain't coming out there.
Exactly.
Joe can't come out there
exactly.
Anymore. Yeah.
That they know that the closing distance cannot be overcome by those guys. It's Mo Williams. It's a guy. And he's a nice player. He scored 50 in a game
off
before.
The bench score.
But you know, that's a dude where he doesn't need much space, and he started to get a little swag going.
He felt himself.
You know?
He felt himself.
And you let consecutive plays. It's a simple damn ball screen.
The book is out too. If you want to get 8 to 12 easy points a game, just run. Just take the ball out the net on a free throw, on a made basket, on a missed basket.
They got a lot of fast break.
And you will run the Bulls.
Brutal.
Even Zeller is finishing powerfully at the basket, holding a guy off with the inside hand, throwing into the basket.
I like Cody. He made a good pass, too. He made a couple of good passes from the top of the case.
Two really good offensive rebounds to keep possessions alive, too.
Chased Aaron Brooks down on the breakaway, too.
Hey, Terry, what ABA big man is Al Jefferson? What ABA, like, power forward sized, but really playing center back then, big man, is Al Jefferson?
George McGinnis.
No, he's not as athletic as McGinnis.
Mel Daniels?
Zelmo Beatty?
He's got a little big dog
Zelmo
car.
Zelmo Beatty he's 6'11", though.
Al Jefferson is?
Yeah, no, he's 6'9".
I think 6'9", I thought. He's one of when a 6'9" big man with a real post up game,
jump at all.
Same move.
Same
and
move.
A counter.
Yeah, and a little bit of a mid range jumper too. Yeah.
And is not coming out there to guard any of your pick and rolls. if you want to pick and roll, enjoy hitting that shot.
Okay, all this in one man. All this in one guy.
His metrics, when he was a Jazz, and talking to Paul Millsap about it, Paul would go, you know how many times Al Jefferson hung me out to dry where I'm the guy that has my back turned?
Yep.
And Al's like, all right, pick and roll. Enjoy. I'm going to go down here and we're going to figure this out. It's like Kevin Love, all the rebounds that he got in Minnesota where he never wanted to hedge. He stayed close to the basket.
Rodman rebounds.
Exactly. You guys, and some guys have so much pride that they, you know, you could scout against their pride. Kevin Garnett forever was like, this man is not going to score on me. So you know what you did? You took advantage of his pride and you exploited the fact that he was never leaving that guy. Al Jefferson is that dude too. I mean,
That. I love his game.
No, he's not.
I just feel like I could drop him in 1977 with a red, white, and blue ball, and he just fits right there.
Yeah,
right
Paul
in.
Pierce. There's certain guys who you're like, yeah, they can play in any era, and it's not because their athleticism at all.
No. They're under athletic.
Andre Miller.
Yeah, exactly. Andre Miller. He wants to re-sign with the Kings. He wants to play point guard at 40.
He looks like somebody's uncle out there. But you know, he makes
smart
space.
Though.
And don't,
smart.
And don't play him. You will hear about it. Don't play him. He will tell you about yourself.
Like, well, not George got him. George wanted him.
Yeah. Well, that's the bridge, I guess, that they're trying to build between DeMarcus and George Karl.
Andre
Miller. You know, Andre Miller knows how George Karl is, and George wants a lot of credit when things go right. You know, Ray Allen, one of the nicest guys in the league, despises George Karl. Now think about that.
Really?
George has rubbed many a star the wrong way, but he's a nice guy and he's beat cancer and he's a terrific coach. So you never really think about that dynamic. But
he keeps coming back.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He's coming back.
He pined for a job on Twitter. Yep. On Twitter. Maybe Tom Thibodeau needs a Twitter account. Maybe that's what
I think
needs
he better get one. I think I recommend him getting one.
He won't need one. I'll get snapped up in a heartbeat.
All right, so what we got today, fellas?
Mark Lazarus, Steve Stone, Dan Durkin, second half, Joe Creedy, and who you crapping?
Oh, man, I might look forward to listening.
Terry, some of these words came in. Mo Lucas?
I was going to say Mo Lucas, but I didn't want to get laughed off.
Wes Unseld?
That's Terry's guy.
Mo Lucas was my guy.
Was he?
That was. Oh, yeah, I loved him. What a terrific guy he was. You know, meanest bastard around, but a great guy.
You know about Wes Unseld? Patrick Ewing has still put his ass in the rim. You know that, right?
Yes, I know.
The conversation.
West
Unseld, he and I have had this conversation often. Patrick Ewing versus Wes Unseld. These are the silly things that would happen every once in a while from 1-6 back in the day. He tried to tell me that Patrick Ewing would put Wes Unseld in the rim. Wes Unseld 6'4".
No, he wouldn't. No,
that
no,
big old
no,
booty.
Nobody no, put Wes Unseld.
Do you
in
nobody
the
puts
in the
baby in a corner or Wes Unseld?
He was.
In the rim.
I remember the Louisville team that lost to. I think they lost to UCLA or something. What a team!
Terrific player.
The Lewis, oh my God.
King of the outlet pass, right?
Yes.
Now Kevin Love has got that title.
Yes, he does.
Want him to be king of.
All right, also, I'm trying to fit in somewhere. Yeah, I'll be trying to figure out what to do.
I'm king of LA.
I'm going to go read my Baseball America Prospect Handbook with my pants down.
It's all style, too.
Oh, it's the best.
Who's cover boy this year? Is that Bryant?
He sure is. Chris Bryant.
I have a copy at home with Corey Patterson on the cover.
Felix PA as well?
No, I don't know if he made the cover. Patterson did.
Chris Bryant, the greatest baseball player ever.
Yeah, which one's he closer to than PA? Which one is it?
Oh, you're gonna make a lot of Cubs fans cry now.
Which one is he closer
Terry's
to?
No, see Terry, I don't think Bryant has the. Bryant's got a manageable swing. He doesn't have the Baez long swing that he's got to adjust.
Strikes out a lot. He strikes out. I don't think he's PA. I hope Corey Patterson. I don't think so. They're completely different. And I just don't know how you can be as good as he's been, as solid as he's been, as smart as he's been about hitting, and then not hitting the big league.
Every step of the way.
Anything's possible.
We'll call Kevin Acey in San Diego. We know he loves him.
But all of the projective algorithms love Bryant. I mean, factoring in everything, and it's not just scouts' eyes. It's looking at histories of minor league production. It's possible he could suck, but it's unlikely.
Unlikely. I've had him yelp. No, he's not sucking. Damn it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Looking forward to listening to you guys tomorrow. Speaks.
Yes.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock sounds good. Woj and more.
We made it through a week. This is going to be fun. We should go get a drink tomorrow.
I'm in tomorrow afternoon. I'm in.
Inviting the peeps too. I'll send them to one place and then we'll go to another place. All right. Spiegel and Goff signing off. Have a good day, everybody. 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Shortly after Ozzie Newsome told the media he has no intention of retiring as the Baltimore Ravens general manager anytime soon, he proved again why he's been in the job so long. He cut Jacoby Jones. Jones was a hero during the Ravens Super Bowl run early in 2013, catching the 70-yard pass from Joe Flacco that put the Denver playoff game into overtime, and then returning a kickoff 108 yards in the Super Bowl. And although still a fine kick returner, he only caught 9 passes last season. Newsom was a Hall of Fame player. He's also a Hall of Fame executive. Shortly after the Ravens moved from Cleveland in 1996, he was put in charge of the draft. His first two picks were Jonathan Ogden and Ray Lewis. The man knows what he's doing. Still, I'm John Feinstein.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Gonna make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're gonna do the best we can. Keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Chances are. And this is a Radio Sports combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Jerry Boers.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Mark Lazarus from the Sun-Times joins us to talk about the Blackhawks at 2. Steve Stone, 2:30. Dan Durkin on the Bears in the NFL at 3. Former White Sox third baseman Joe Creedy in his World Series ring at 4 o'clock. And then at 5, because it's Thursday,
hey buddy,
we will do...
Who you crapping?
surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at boarsandbernstein@670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live.
That's what got him.
He's streaming 670thescore.com. Texting. It's 67011. Texts on The Score presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, at Boars_Bernstein. You can find me at Dan_Bernstein. Boarsandbernstein.com is there for all your B&B needs as well. Except when you are away from your radio or your computer, you must download the Audio Roadshow application for your mobile device. It allows you to stay connected with the show and do this. Answer the 10 Seconds of Glory question. Reports say the Dez Bryant video is worse than Ray Rice's. What could be on it?
Can't wait.
The producers today, Matt Abaticola.
Huskies and Bears get together. You ever seen Huskies and Bears fight? Because usually what happens when that happens is that the dogs come in and they nip and tuck around the Bears, who just kind of stand there and look around. And then eventually the Bears get tired of these little antagonistic Huskies. So the Bears, they just come and they just smash the Huskies. And that's what's happened right now.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Bears and Huskies. The matchup that we have tonight.
Whew. I love Matt Abaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with our guy, Chef Boyardee.
Wow, Chris Tannehill.
There'll be another foul here off the ball on Gilchrist, I believe. And he tried to bang Pau Gasol as he's coming across the lane.
Hello?
Why not?
Sure, might as well.
There's something in the air over there.
Hello?
He has kept it indestructo.
Something got from one locker room to another?
I believe so, sir. Yes, sir. I can see it now, so to speak.
Did I say Chris Tannehill or not?
Yes, you did. I did. Okay. He's kept it indestructible.
I'm confused.
All right. Hello.
Hi. No, hey. And we have interns. They are Tommy Guns and Tony Fish.
Scoreboard update.
Hello, 1:30 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Blackhawks are in Florida tonight. First time they'll be on the ice since Patrick Kane went down with that broken clavicle. So will the Hawks exact revenge for the Panthers' hit on their star? Joel Quenneville says he hopes not.
It's certainly, we talk about getting your attention going into today's game and things like that. You got to be smart about it. But it was, I thought the start was what we were looking for prior to that, and we had a good period across the board. But certainly getting even is winning the hockey game at this stage of the season, and we play them next, but we got to be smart.
Yeah, the Hawks coach talking after the game on Tuesday. Surgery yesterday for Patrick Kane. He's gone 3 months. Trade deadline's coming up on Monday. Scott Darling likely to be in net for the Hawks tonight. The Bulls' flat effort against Charlotte. They results in a loss, 98-86. Derrick Rose, the hangover, of course, reportedly set for surgery on Friday, and then they'll try and determine a timetable for his return after that. A report out of Dallas says, surprise, surprise, it is unlikely that Rajon Rondo returns to the Mavs next year. He was suspended for a game this week by the team for a blow-up with coach Rick Carlisle. A judge has ruled in favor of Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. That means he will be reinstated immediately. Josh McCown negotiating to sign with the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo News says that contract should be all wrapped up by tomorrow. Scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And Blackhawks coverage on The Score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
I just hope we got Mark Lazarus coming up at the top of the hour, but I just hope the Hawks listen to what Quinville's saying there. Because you don't have a lot of room for mess around with stupidity at this point.
You won the game last time.
Yeah, you do not. Well, get even. You know, we're going to get even. No, I don't. Because you don't want to fall back. You don't want to get in some stupid position where you start, you lose this game because of your own stupidity, and you start to fall back in the standings, which could happen in this conference particularly. I just would be very careful about giving away a game because you're an idiot.
On a completely unrelated note, was last night's snowfall predicted by anybody?
Yes.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Because in my backyard, it was a foot of snow.
Oh, we got a ton, dude. I mean, it sucks.
I must have missed it. I like to think I'm pretty plugged in through Twitter being on the radio and all that stuff. But I didn't really. I didn't expect it. It kind of caught me off guard. I don't know.
Nope.
Because usually we get the frightened television reporters and the obligatory shots of the giant pile of salt to save us.
And
people driving slowly out of fear of the snow. And now it's a complete whiteout right now.
I know.
I wasn't prepared for any of this, but that's because I'm an idiot.
Well, I think it was thought that there would be perhaps 3 inches of snow before it was done. This was last night, but probably a little bit more in my nape of the neck. And it sort of was one of those, you know, usually Indiana gets that.
Yeah.
The lake effect snow, not us. But this one was in danger of us. This one was sitting close enough so that we were going to get some of it.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm just complaining to myself for not knowing or being really ready for it, I guess.
I know what you're saying. I wasn't quite ready for it as much as I heard it and I thought, okay, well, that, in other words, we don't have, 3 inches when it's all done. Well, that could be done tonight. It could be tomorrow all day. Who knows? I'm not going to worry about it. Oh, crap.
Yeah, that was an oh crap. That was a long commute home. Yeah. That was not fun.
So these next couple days and then Saturday again, it's just in the air when one of those times where it's just sort of all around us and
it's
coming from this direction.
It's upward right now from where we sit here at Prudential 2, outside my window, it's literally snowing upward. I didn't know that was possible.
We've seen that before.
Yeah,
it's just a weird wind. But yeah, look, we're not Boston. We're not. I don't know how much what their snowfall has been, but
bad.
I don't want it. Whatever it's been, I don't want it. So yeah, there was some prediction. It's not like everybody was warning you. And you're right. There wasn't any giant pile of salt.
Yeah, I thought I would have to just get outside in the back and dust away a couple of inches. And I was there digging out and getting the satellite dish cleaned off. And yes, 630 texter, I did need a book on my head, and I didn't have my head.
Hey, in this show, that goes without saying.
We should always have one ready.
Yes.
Well, actually, I should have taken the Spiegel's Baseball America prospect book, although it's not a hardcover book. But in a pinch, you got to take what
pinch,
you can get.
Do.
Yeah, and really, and
you're actually bamboozled by it.
Watching last night's basketball game, I would have been better off just sort of standing out in the snow and letting it drift.
Yes, you should have.
You know what?
I had a feeling about it. I told you, yes, I had a feeling that's what, I didn't know exactly how bad it would be, but I kind of worried about a little just because of the reaction of the Bulls and how they seem to react every time.
Yeah, but usually they don't react that way.
Yeah, I think in this case, this is...
Even the streak shooting dwarf was bad. That can't happen. He's not allowed to be bad.
He'll be fine. He's a shooting dwarf.
I don't know if he'll be fine.
He'll hit some of those someday, just not that day.
No, not the day yesterday. That was the day they were playing, which is too bad.
I think that you're going to have a hard time now because people know exactly what to do to you. They knew exactly what to do. It wasn't like they weren't ready for the Bulls. They knew exactly what to do with the Bulls.
I think Clifford's a good coach.
Agreed.
I don't think they have any horses. I like him as a coach.
Agreed. He's a good coach. He knows what he's doing. They've fallen back, though, from the team they were last year. They're not anywhere near as good as they were, but they're still dangerous. I think they started less than ninth in the East, hardly a place you want to be.
No, that means you're bad.
Yeah, but I would just say the Bulls we know this. You'll recover. You'll play better. You've got some things that can still beat people in the East. There's still enough there to do that. But I would also recommend to them, don't fall too far if you're going to start that little bitty fall down the East. Don't go too far.
And the Blackhawks are trying to hold it together by adding the standings points when they can. They've given up the dream of trying to catch at least one of the teams in front of them.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But there's a handful of teams behind them that are making moves and pushing along, and the Kings beat them to that one defenseman. I just know for a fact that everybody else in the league thinks that they've got Bowman cornered here, that they've got him desperate.
Well, you don't want to get back to the position where you have to play a really good team in the first round of the playoffs, do you? Is he going to be? I don't think Kane will be there for the first round of the playoff. You don't want that, do you? Like you have to, like a 7-2 or something. Like you don't want that,
right?
I mean, you could. It's jammed up enough, and I don't know what you're going to do here. You got real problems with this team with him, and now you're going to have more without him, obviously. But and you're right. Nobody's going to try to help you without robbing you. So,
and it depends how bad you think your off-ice stuff is right now.
Well, I think it's pretty bad.
It sure seems that way, doesn't it?
I think it's pretty bad. So it's a strange place
that Blackhawks environment right now. It's just very, very uncomfortable.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what you can do. I don't know. And I also don't know. Maybe we can ask Mark Lazarus about it too. And I've always said this, I'm not sure what actually affects the hockey.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question.
Even if you have other things going on, sometimes, you know, hockey's an odd sport where you've had coaches before. Who was it? Was it Daryl Sutter that always liked to say, you know, if curfew's 11, I don't want one guy coming in at 2 in the morning. I want the whole team coming in at 2 in the morning. Yeah, you know, he doesn't, you know.
That sounds like him. Yeah.
Like the hockey mentality is, I don't care about anything else. I don't care about any untidy personal lives. I don't care about any drinking, as long as you bust your ass on the ice. And there are some coaches that can just live in that world, but at some point it has to overwhelm people because you're dealing with actual human beings who might react to some of it, or it might have an effect on them. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I don't know what's coincidental and what isn't.
What's causal and what's coincidental?
I can't judge that. What you're talking about? Is it coincidental that you just hit that point of the season where you're not as effective, you're not quite the team we thought you'd be, or is it something else that's bugging you that's got nothing to do with coincidence?
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein on a snowy Thursday, 5 o'clock today.
Who are you crapping?
Make it good, please. You got the score.
What is the score? We're Chicago's number one sports station. We're Mully and Hanley in the morning, 5 to 9. The new Spiegel and Golf Show, middays, 9 to 1. Bors and Bernstein afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights, 6 to 10. We're proud to be the official radio home of White Sox baseball and the voice of Chicago's fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back. The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
You heard him earlier today on Mully and Handley right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Mark Lazarus will join us at the top of the hour. That's easier to say. Mark Lazarus, longtime hockey guy and a man with all hockey answers. That's it. Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Do we know who the starting goalie is tonight?
I don't. We looked before. Didn't somebody check? I did not check.
Yeah, I don't know. I just it seems
You hope it's the big fella?
Yeah, I'd like to go back and listen to what big Jason fella? Said. I'm not sure that I caught exactly what Ed Olczyk mentioned about Scott Darling, but I've found it interesting that they announced the contract extension when they called him up, and then there was indeed something from Olczyk, as Jay pointed out, about talking about some kind of rest for Corey Crawford. And they're never shy about switching goaltenders. It happened with Cristobal Oue and Niemi, and you get a guy who just starts playing well, and you know they spent money on Marty Turco, and then they couldn't trust Marty Turco, and that ended. Yeah. So
well, we put him out of business.
Yeah, but you know, it's,
you know, we saved Corey Crawford from a fate worse than death. We made him great. We did, however, destroy the career of Marty Turco.
Yeah, but I think
he couldn't stop a puck after it stopped rolling. I mean, this guy, I mean, he was so bad. He was a wonderful guy to visit with. But, for the love of God. Oh, my God. That's you, though. I did not. I'm not that kind of guy.
Well, been told that there are Hawks fans who are demanding some kind of physical retaliation to Alex Petrovich.
Well, I think that's what Q was talking about. He understands that that's a hockey mentality is to somehow get even with the Ponces.
Stop. You got to stop. That's a marginal NHL defenseman who's spent most of his time in the minors. Wait, what does that accomplish? It doesn't get you closer to winning a championship. And it may get you further from winning a championship.
That's the problem.
If you give them
a man advantage,
you need this game. You get somebody hurt. Yep. You need every game.
Every game.
And to do something like that, if you think that that's what you should do, you are an idiot. Hiding behind it's hacky. That's stupid.
Even Pugh, sometimes that kind of stuff doesn't bothers him this time. Very adamant about no. That's not what this is about. He understands the position you're in. He understands.
And when we're hearing about the Derrick Rose timeline and saying, well, if he gets a repair or if it's a resection, then we'll know. You never know. It doesn't matter. You can't do any comps with Rose. So stop comparing him to anybody. Stop saying, well, the average, it doesn't matter. He's so damn weird with this stuff that nothing applies. They could say 3 weeks. It could be 3 months. They could say 6 weeks. It could be 6 months. You don't know with him. He doesn't know. He's just too odd. If the team puts it out there, that matters. If the team says, we expect him back in a month, that's because that's the team planting their flag and saying, this is what it's supposed to take, and Derek, you're going to do what the doctors and therapists say.
You know, though, that's really, I mean, he is so weird about, as you said, about this stuff that I don't want to say anything if I'm the Bulls. I would think that depending on what kind of surgery, that a month would be. That's about right. But in his mind, what's his mind like these days after third?
Come on, who knows?
Who knows? You know what I mean? Is he going to say, you know what? I'm playing. I'm going to get this thing done in about a month, and we'll be okay. We're gonna go. I'm ready to go. I mean, it should be.
It should always be that. Yeah, he's a professional athlete. He's paid $94 million by the team to have that mentality.
It should be.
That's part of the unspoken aspect of that contract.
Should be.
Is do everything that you're supposed to do that the medical staff tells you to do to maximize every dollar you're being paid.
Yeah, if you had any other guy in that team that had knee surgery and that kind of surgery and they said, okay, well, he'll be back in a month. Well, he will be. He will be. Anybody else on that team, that's exactly what they would be. They would be back in a month. Him?
No, I just don't know because he's his insular and bizarre camp.
Yep, and might say
they hate communicating.
Who knows what they're going to tell him?
And they're awful at communicating. And who know the people that whisper in his ear?
Yeah, who knows what they're going to say this time?
Where it's always protect and preserve and protect and preserve.
Who knows what they'll say this time? I see the likelihood of another injury is very high for him again.
That's
remains
true.
Very high. So I mean, the people who have his attention, the people who whisper in his ear, those are the people that are going to determine when he comes back because he's not going to listen to what the Bulls say, what the doctors say. We know that. If it's somebody else, they'll be back. They'd be back.
The idea of saying, well, this is the average recovery time, or this is when this guy did it, or that guy did it. Remember, we were comparing to him on Shumpert with the ACL because they were both out at the same time and saying, this guy came back, and everyone else like, Derek knows his body better. The thing is, he doesn't. That his brain and his body don't communicate well, and his mouth doesn't communicate well, and his people don't communicate well. They don't like it. If they could say nothing, they would say nothing. He lives in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard Joe Cowley always reference the Rose bubble.
Yep.
Where the only information that gets in there is what people around him want getting in there. And
correct.
He's gonna retreat there to his little fortress of solitude.
So I can't guess what the bubble group is gonna whisper to him. I don't know if they're gonna say to him when this is over, when he gets back out of the hospital and starts a rehab. I don't know what they're gonna say to him. I mean. Look, again, anybody on the Bulls but him would have this, apparently this kind of surgery that's like 4 or 5 weeks, whatever. I believe they're going to be back. There's no doubt in my mind that Noah would be back.
Because we know what Noah's fought through
already.
Yes, he
would be back.
That he had all the awful plantar fasciitis. He's got a bad knee now.
Yeah. Jimmy Buckets would be back in a month. All these guys, you could say, I know that. Or you can name a lot of guys in the league, too. Say they'd be back.
But there are a few athletes we've ever dealt with in the city that are as inherently weird as Rose. Everything around him is weird.
That's why I'll make no predictions on when he comes back.
But I think it's telling if any official release from the team puts a timetable on there. Because
then it's,
It means we've gotten to a certain point here. It means the team has realized that they're not going to bend over backwards to protect him like they did after the first injury. They say, well, no timetable has been set, or we want Derek to go when he thinks he's ready. If they say, if there's a line in the official release that says something like, Derek Rose today had successful surgery to remove damaged cartilage from his knee, the doctors say that the expected timetable for return is 4 to 6 weeks. Right? They'll put a window. If they do that, it matters. Because then they're putting it out there.
So will they do that, or will they leave it open?
I don't know. I think we're probably at the point where they would do that.
I think so. Okay.
And be willing to confront the Rose people at that point. But then you know how they react. You know how Reggie reacts, how BJ reacts. You don't tell us when to come back. Derek, listen to your body.
See, I don't think the Bulls do that.
Hmm.
I don't think they do it.
I think you might be at the point where they feel empowered to do so.
Okay.
I think it's, and I don't know that for a fact. I haven't checked.
I don't either. I haven't talked to anyone, nor am I going to. We know the Rose stuff chapter and verse. There's nothing here that to be learned. There's nothing to be seen. Move on. I mean, our one guess is as good as another, but I doubt that they do. It's very well they could, because they're probably tired of it. But in this case, I don't really see the percentage, because you're not going to win anyway. You're not winning anyway. If you had a title on the line where you said, geez, we're the best damn team in this league, let's go. 4 to 6 weeks back. See you in mid-March. Let's go. Or mid-April, by the way, rather. See you early in April. And everything will be fine. We'll play then. That's when we need you. You can't tell him that.
Mark Lazarus is going to join us in moments on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
Did you know for less than $1 a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800- 844-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple. Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch.